to advertise, email podcast@thisisvechi.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast.
Bro, I've been telling you that Tato should be a comedian, man. This nigga's funny, man.
What did he say now?
No, let me give you context.
Yeah.
So, Tuso, right?
Yes, there he is.
Has been coming with us. And, you know, we've been seeing him. And every time we see him, he's wearing different merch, bro. Like, it's podcast merch, but it's not merch that's on the website.
It's not accredited merch. It's made in some corner somewhere. I saw the cap and I was like, whoa, Lydia made this, bro?
Yeah, that's
like, nah.
He's got caps, he's got tracksuits, socks.
He's got socks, yeah.
Yeah, understand? That even I don't even know, my
for
man.
Real?
Yeah. So
we're just got a brand of spit by someone. He's got condoms. I heard you got condoms, dog.
So I'm like, no, man. Tuso must be running like small street vibes, you know, and they listen to Operation.
Oh, yes!
Where he's selling.
And you find these caps are popular in Timbisa. Like, everybody got the Pocos caps in Timbisa, and niggas like load. And it's glowing now. That you can't explain.
Yeah. And then Tato's like, he even has underwear with my face on it.
He's got the Mac balls. He's got the Mac balls.
So every time he watches the show, he's busy playing with underwear. Ay, Tato wrong. Tato.
Tato.
Oh,
Tato.
Oh, how was business, Tato? How was business this year? I mean, Tuso. How was business?
Yo. Brother, Tuso, I refuse to believe. Bring that cap here. Yeah. I refuse to believe that you're the only person who's in the world who's got this cap. It's too beautiful. It's too nice. It's too clean. That you're the only person. So you tell me the guy who made you this cap only made you this cap. Look at this.
How... Look at that.
Be honest, dog.
No, I took
it from you.
No, I think what
no
happened...
cap. Tell us. Be honest.
No, I think what it's happened beautiful. Is there's a chiller. I think his name is there on the side. On the side there.
Vega.
Yes.
Vega.
He approached Jason to say, hey, listen, we want to do caps for the pod.
Oh.
And then they gave them samples. So there was only like 5 made.
They did submit this as a proposal.
Yeah, I have one, but I gave it to my mother because she liked it.
Oh. Beautiful.
So my mom
has
my one.
Yeah.
Dope.
Yeah, because you like caps a lot.
I couldn't
imagine. You would have worn it.
Yes. I've worn it before on the show. Yeah,
you love caps. You love caps.
But yeah, that was funny, man. Anyway. Henda Barmini, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Merry Christmas! We made it, Penduka. We made it,
bro. I love your Christmas outfit. You dressed as Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. With the Manchester, obviously, the Santa Claus of the EPL. Ah. Gifting 3 points. Daddy. Ho, ho, ho. Yeah. Ho, ho, ho. At 3 points.
That time he bought this for me for my birthday.
Did he?
Yes. It was my gift.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's not the normal one, that one.
Now I gotta buy you something for your birthday.
No, not even.
Okay.
Not even. Legit, not even.
Yeah.
It was because you know what happened?
Yeah.
What?
So. So in Mac room, they had a birthday.
Yeah.
So I came empty-handed.
Yeah.
And then I see people are bringing things. I'm like, fuck. I'm like, fuck. And then we're close to a mall. So I'm like, yo, I'm 15. I'm coming. Yeah. And then I went to the mall quick and I got one because I knew, I'm like, oh, what do you get, Mac, man? You know?
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
Oh.
Because I didn't think about it.
Yeah.
I remember saying, oh, fuck, how could I not think about it? You know?
Because
I'm seeing, I'm like, oh, no way, this is bad manners. I wasn't raised like this.
Oh, that's when you live for like 15, 20 minutes.
Yes.
I went to the pool, I did a shop.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, I'm like, no, he's got the sharp. He's got all. He's got. Give me that one, the black one. I don't think he's got that one.
Shout out.
Yeah, man. Now I know you love your team, bro.
All right, cool. So welcome to the first ever Chillers Awards. I can't believe we've been podcasting for so long. These are the first awards that we're hosting.
Oh shit!
So these are the Chillers Awards voted for by the Chillers. So what happened, Ghost Ladies? Dope. We sent a link to Chillers to vote. So for example, it'll be like, who is the best dressed member of the crew?
Oh.
And then people would type. So there was no nominees or anything.
Oh, okay.
So people would type who they think is the best dressed. And then we took that, put it on ChatGPT, and then just got like the most nominated.
Ah.
So we've got the nominees, and then we have the winner.
Dope.
Yeah, but this was all. This is all for the by the Chillers.
Oh, okay.
So they voted. We got about how many? 60,000, eh?
So it's like the Chillers Choice Awards. 60,000
entries. Yeah, yeah.
What?
We got 678.
Oh yeah, there we go.
Whoa.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out, man.
Shout out to the Chillers.
You said 60,000, and then she said what?
600.
Oh.
Yeah. Because I heard whoa. When you guys, she said 600. I'm like, okay, whoa. But that doesn't sound like a lot. Yeah. Oh, he said 60,000.
No, we got 600. But you know what I mean.
Yeah,
we're podcasting
here. I know.
From 1.7 million, just 600. You know, it doesn't sound good.
Yeah, so it's always like that. It's always like that, man. You know, online, hey, it's tricky.
Yeah. Cool. So here we go. These are the nominees for the wildest member in the crew, Penduka.
Whoa.
So they voted for this. Here are the nominees. It's Tato, Tsitsi, Mac G, and Simpiwe.
Yeah.
Anyone want to take a guess, Ghost Lady, who the winner is?
Spiwe.
Yes, and you're right. Spiwe. Congratulations, Spiwe.
Wow.
Speech. We gotta have a speech from every winner.
Bro, you're gonna have a speech or so. Fuck it. You owe us, nigga.
Can you give us a speech? Wildest member in the crew. Is it still from the blowjob thing?
It must be.
Yeah, nothing can talk that.
You didn't do nothing wild this year.
Nah. I didn't. Siyabonga emakhaya. To another great year, 2026.
Yeah.
Sibonge Keso.
Yeah. Oh. Spoon that shit, dog. Spoon it.
Go. All right. Next one is favorite celebrity interview. Nominees are Advocate Defo, Bongani Dube, Tolesmo, and Bele Bele.
Because
we didn't have a lot of interviews. It was more comedians.
Oh, man. Yeah, it was more people hosting with us. And I feel like the Defo dropped some crazy bombs, but Bele Bele... Hey, Pele Pele, man, it's Pele Pele, bro. Yeah. Pele Pele, people love Pele Pele, dog. Yeah.
Ghost Lady.
Ah, Bongani Dube.
And the winner is Pele Pele.
Pele Pele! Wow! Pele Pele, wow. You got how many kids? Four.
And look out, we did a round table with comedians to wrap up the year, which is coming up next week, ne dude, ne? Yeah, should be coming up next week. I think the 29th of December. Yeah.
Dope.
So Bele Bele was part of the panel. Yeah. Dope. Fucking funny. That guy's hilarious.
He's hilarious.
Nice. All right, here we go. Woo, this one. Hey. Favorite host in the network. The nominees are Umpo Pops, Seema, and myself. Winner?
Obviously.
It'll be me.
Yeah, dude, why are you putting me? I think if you put me in solo, it doesn't count, bro.
Yeah, it's
they picked. Remember, it's the
Chillers. It's obvious. Yeah. It's obvious. Come on, bruh. It's
and
obvious.
The winner is Seema.
Oh, for real? Yeah. I never changed it.
Mac changed it.
No, I don't want to do a speech, that's why.
Yeah, but that one is like, the guys are great. Not that I don't stand a chance, but obvious, you know?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Let's go to worst celebrity interview of the year.
I'm here for this one.
All right, the nominees are Kili Kumalo, Rob Herself.
Of the year.
Yeah.
Or ever.
We didn't have Kelly Kumalo last year.
This is from the Chillers, dog. This is not us. Kelly Khumalo, uh-huh, Rob Herself, and Tumelo Ramaphosa. I don't know why Kelly is here, because we didn't interview Kelly this year.
Yeah, yeah, we didn't interview Kelly.
But I guess
this
it's
year.
That bad that people still remember.
Yeah.
Who are you going for, Ghost Lady?
Yeah.
Hey, people don't like Rob Herself.
Yeah,
don't?
Rob Herself.
For
no,
real.
No, the agenda Herself. He pushes. Yeah. Like, he comes with, yeah, like, with an agenda to push. It doesn't, yeah, come with...
But this time, hey, didn't you try to speak about how you made money, like get some financial advice from him on how you can become a billionaire? Didn't we?
Mm.
Yeah, but he didn't give us that.
He wasn't there, yeah, for
he
that.
Didn't he give was, us he that. Wasn't here for that.
I was born a billionaire, and here's how life is. As boy, like, he didn't give us that. He didn't bring us into the world,
yeah,
of,
yeah, of being
his,
a billionaire.
His world. Yeah, he didn't bring us into his world.
He answered that question by saying you can go to ChatGPT, you know, and AI, like how to...
You see, he didn't bring us... Yeah, you, we know it's, they had a house,
yeah,
and
he didn't drop knowledge.
West Cliff, yeah, and whatever, but he didn't bring us into it. Like,
yeah,
like, oh, bro, we don't lift
mad
a
at
finger.
The ANC and,
yeah, he came to politics.
Yeah,
you see,
yeah,
he came to politics.
So you both say Rob.
I say Rob, yeah.
Nah, bruh. I say Cyril San.
Okay.
Ramaphosa.
Okay, I got a drum thing now. And the winner is, for the worst celebrity interview of 2025 on Podcast and Chill, Tumelo Ramaphosa!
I saw that coming, bro. Unprecedented.
This guy's gonna hate me, bro.
You know, how's he gonna hate you when the chillers are voting, bro?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The chillers are voting, man. Oh, come on. Merry Christmas, Tumelo Ramaphosa.
Is he in the West Wing or the South Wing? Is he serious?
We're winging it. It's somewhere in the house. Or somewhere in the Northern Hemisphere somewhere.
Let's just pass the mic around, because I know that's what chillers voted for. Fat Checker, what was your worst interview? Because you guys have to sit through this, like, where there's 4 hours.
Yeah, remember, and we generally look at them to see how good the interview is going. Mm. I know when Neo zoned out, when Tabang is zoned out. Tabang was zoned out recently. I forgot when. But when Tabang is zoned out, Neo zoned out, I'm like, yeah, yo.
So we can pass it around.
Oh, you were zoned out at Lamola. Tabang, you were zoned out.
Yeah, but he's a youngster, bro. He doesn't give a fuck.
Oh, yeah, true. It's like the old guys. I know they're going to come here and be politically correct.
Yeah.
But yeah, when we look at you guys, so which one did you were like, yo.
Fed checker.
Sambanini.
There was two, actually. I think Dylan. Yeah, Dylan was... It was a bit bad. And Dumelo. Dumelo, the only thing is, you could tell that he was ducking and diving. At some point, I tried to understand why he was ducking and diving. But yeah, those two felt like a waste.
Mm. Yeah, because Dumelo was just diving.
Dylan was fine, bro.
Who?
Dylan, only fun.
Dylan,
everybody doesn't like it, bro.
For real?
Yeah.
Not liking him. I just felt he felt it was
not
a bit
him.
Out of...
We love him.
Yeah, we love him.
You know, it's just like, ooh.
He was out of place.
Yeah, they felt like it's a plane train wreck happening in slow motion, and everybody's
I remember we carried the show. That
because, yeah, we realized, oh, okay, cool. Naturally, we got to step up. You know, like, oh. Because normally, no, we said this before. Normally, we take a backseat to the comedians because, you know, they'll own the room. And,
yes,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's their show. Yeah, but so, but when, if we chill and we see that, hey, it's not really much of a... Then we all have a bad show. And it's not just about them. It's like the show. We all like, oof. Then, you know, like you switch off your phone on Thursday, you know? So, yeah.
Neil, yours?
Me, gotta be Dumelo.
Wow.
Whoa.
Hey, Dumelo.
Yeah.
Man, oh,
and he's
man.
Been wanting to come, bro.
For real?
Yeah, for years. Bro.
Also, he wanted to come.
Yeah.
Why? Like,
to push his meat business, bro.
Bro,
I don't think
you must meet
the
people
bro.
Halfway. Like, you can't want to push your meat and then not want to, you know,
engage.
Give people something. Like, engage. And because if people go...
And we try.
Because if people go, yo, this is a cool nigga, I'm getting this meat. Mm. You know what I mean? But it's like, oh, that's a weird nigga. Oh, he also got meat? Miss me with that meat. You know what I mean? I'm not meeting him anyway. Mm. So you got to, like... That's
meat.
How you sell your meat. You don't just sit there and be like, here's my meat, here's my meat. Dude, what do you eat for breakfast? Ah, oh, man, a happy meal. You can't just answer things like that and not give us things, you know? Mm. So that didn't work.
Mm. Tato?
Yeah, I would say Rob and that hot man that said he acted on Adulting with you, remember?
Hot man, Adulting?
Yeah.
Were you on Adulting?
I wasn't on Adulting.
Yeah, man.
Ntosh was not on Adulting.
Yeah, but he said, Meg G said... Yeah,
he
season
was,
one,
was,
yeah.
Yeah, Ntosh.
What do you do?
Which one is Ntosh, bro?
He's the comedian. The one who explaining the new slang words to him. The old comedian, Ntosh Makingos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember? Okay, Google him. Ntosh Makingos,
bro. He was okay. I liked Ntosh, yeah.
No, Ntosh was a bit awkward, but
Ntosh
he was
Makingos.
Funny.
Yeah.
Like, Ntosh is funny, so he was a bit awkward. But
he wasn't that bad.
He was, yeah. He was awkward, but funny. Ntosh was awkward, but it was funny.
I feel like it was deliberate. Like, you know, obviously he's got that thing of like, I'm old, you guys are young. What's that? What's that?
Guys had to explain a lot of things to him. So it was like, ish to me.
Episodes are different.
Yeah.
And I felt like, for me, it's about how much entertainment you get, especially with an comedian, how much laughter you get out of it. And there were laughs, even though the whole episode was a schooling him into the younger lingo, even though we need schooling into the younger lingo too. But compared to him, we got the younger lingo.
But me, I didn't enjoy it. I did laugh there, but I didn't enjoy it as much.
That's cool.
So much expectation.
There's many chillers who probably agree with you.
You could have done a better job, ne?
Too so.
Your worst episode?
It was Rob.
Oh, okay.
Rob herself.
Okay.
My worst episode is all the politicians.
Oh, yeah.
You were sleeping during the morning.
Dog, you don't give a fuck about what's happening.
Yeah,
you
got like...
But you're young. You don't need
Wait,
to.
This year we'll probably have Rob only. I mean, Lamula only.
Helen Zille as well.
That was December.
Sure.
Yeah, nah. We only had Lamula.
I mean, you're too young for your memory to be going. That was December. No, but I get you because when I started the podcast, I was just like, I didn't give a fuck about politics.
It is because of... It's required of you or expected.
Yes.
Because a big platform, therefore, yeah.
But otherwise,
if it was Mecca, fuck the politician. What we have with these niggas? What a porn star is that? What a strip is that? What a strip of midgets at? Yeah. What a strip of billionaires at? What a midget billionaire is that? Yeah.
Rob Hessoff and Dumela Ramaphosa. And Dumelo, just simply because of literally all the reasons that were stated, you know, I feel like he could have told us some interesting things that, you know, without implicating himself in anything.
Yes, without implication in corruption.
He could have made it interesting, you know.
Yes, bro.
He didn't give us anything.
We're not trying to catch you out. Just bring us into your world.
Yeah.
But guys, because Dumelo was so recent, that is fresh in your mind.
Yeah.
Okay, let's be honest. Who were really bad interviews that maybe are not even nominated or mentioned?
Well, we did a lot of comedians.
Yeah.
Because celebrities don't want to come on now. Like some. Most. And we've done a lot of the really big ones.
Yeah.
Like which celebrities are worth having right now?
Oh, there's a whole list, dog. Bonang.
Mm.
You see, we've tried Bonang.
Yeah.
You see, we've tried Bonang.
Trevor wanted to come. And then someone said he mustn't come.
Someone close to him.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see. Bonang. Trevor, you see, these are like
A-list.
A-listers, you see. A Tyler, but obviously we know Tyler wouldn't want to come.
Hey.
You know? Yeah.
But anyway.
You've had Nasty before.
Nasty.
Oh, yeah. Aries. No?
Doesn't do. Pindle do the phone.
He doesn't do. I mean, fuck. He was ghosting Stogie T Nana for the music video. Who are we?
Oh,
we don't even have a song with him.
Shame.
Even has to pull up for a music video. How's he gonna pull up for a podcast video shoot? You know.
Ghost
but
lady.
There's still some people though. Yeah, you're right.
Ghost lady. Oh, you
said
okay.
Tibla.
Who?
I'll say Rob.
Rob
also.
Okay. I think it's clear, guys. We didn't have to ask Shane. He's gonna say.
Yeah,
Rob.
Shane.
Dumela, okay.
Did you watch it? Oh, you didn't finish it.
All right, cool. Here we go. Next one is favorite co-host. We got Titi, Sfiso, Zilawizi, Sol Penduka. And who do you guys think it is, Ghost Lady?
Oh, man. Things, the problem is I'm biased because I just listened to Piano Pulse now.
Yeah.
And it's in that moment where it hit me. When Taki was roasting Sfiso that he doesn't have a Spotify account. And he took it personal. He took it. He took it. And just, he does have a Spotify account. But I have a feeling he was lying about his most listened to artist. Because he said Tato Hati. And he's been blowing Tato Hati's horn the whole year. So he felt like he needs to say Tato Hati is his most listened to artist. So that like, Tato because it's been going on about her, right? So he's like, so to warm up to Tato Hati, he is like, I'm gonna do the thing. Tato Hati. And Tato's like, you're lying. So he's like, shout out to Spotify. So I know Spiso's got a Spotify, but why does he want to show the Spotify so that they can see the rap? Because he lied. So now he's like, oh, you think I'm poor? You think I don't have Spotify? And Taki's like, yo, bro, why are you so person? So I'm biased, but I'll say Spiso. Because of those moments where, you know, the guys catch feelings and Spiso wangala, the whole episode. Oh, and Reason pulls up.
Yeah.
And niggas now like, hold, you know, like, hey, I didn't look at the ceiling, you know.
Yeah.
Let me be acquainted.
Let me think.
Yeah, so for me, for those kind of moments, and those are not the moments he maybe thinks he must be, you know, given props for. But for me, those moments show how
pure,
vulnerable and pure
he can be
in front of the camera.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that is special. You don't get that a lot. So yeah, for me, it's Sfiso.
Okay.
All right, Ghost Lady.
Sol is loved, man. Sol is loved.
No. What so you? I'm... Not what I'm loved. You.
No, I'm saying. Listen.
I'm loved. Listen. But you. Do you love me?
I love you, Sol.
First time hearing that. How many years working with you? First time hearing that. You've never said you love me.
I've told you that.
So. I can't say no because it's not I'm keeping count.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm saying the winner there in that list is Sol.
No, Sol don't think loved. Who do you think people voted for? Who's your favorite co-presenter? Not who, don't predict the winner. Tell us who's your favorite co-host on the network.
Titi, Sfiso, Zilawizi.
Because I'm loved. You see, that's not...
No, because not...
You're saying because I'm loved. It's like you're saying I'm preempting. No, I gave my reason. And it was honest.
It was honest.
Yes.
Yes. And mine is honest also.
Because I'm loved. That's your reason. So you don't love me then. Because if you love me, you're going to have your own reason. Own motivated
reason. If I say Sol is loved because I love Sol.
How you say that? You're adding it. You're adding.
All right, cool.
Okay, is that the third reason?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, cool. Here we go. And the winner is the favorite co-host of 2025. Goes to none other than Sol Penduka.
For real. Thank you, guys.
Because he's loved.
Man, that's unfair,
so
though,
just
man.
You can't receive love. That's your problem. Now you're interrogating my love and everybody's love.
Your love was people love you, so I love you.
Remove that thing from there. We're not checking facts today. You guys work with us every day. 365 days a year, you see the host and the co-host. Who was your favorite this year? Okay. Who do you think stepped up and came to the plate?
Titi.
Yeah. Titi's solid. Titi's
Neo.
Amazing.
And I would say Zile.
Zile! You want some matcha or what? What's going on?
Yeah. what do you feel Zile did different this year than last year? Or like what? You know,
I think, I won't say he did something different, but Zile is just always on top of this game, you know?
Yeah.
You know, every time when, I feel like Zile,
he can even sense the show. Whenever there's those like down moments, he's there to just take them up every time.
Ah, so like he can read the room.
And you need that. You need that. That's a good trait.
Yes.
Oh, that's powerful.
Very important.
Okay. Tato, you can't vote for yourself.
We hear you on these shows. You know, they're in the back. So you're the co-host unofficial.
I would say Titi, man. I just like the way Titi thinks.
Titi's amazing.
The way Titi challenges everything, you know.
Not everything
is right with Titi. If you're gonna come up with this point, you'll make sure that na uzange perspective yakhe diyacabanga khona, not by what everyone is
saying. He's incredible.
It's got that Dave Chappelle.
Remember I said it. He's gonna be like a comedian's comedian.
Yeah.
Comedian. Like that's Titi, bro. He's got his own world.
Tuso?
Wastes all of us.
Penduga.
Obvious. Come on. That's obvious. Guys. Come on. That's lazy, Tuso.
Come on, man. Come on. Don't. Think harder, man. Come on. Think harder, man. How? Oh, we're going to have a show. We're busy selling merch. He's busy selling unofficial merch in Tembisa. Hey, that's what watch the show. On Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. He said on Monday. They're jumpies.
Shots.
For me, it has to be all three, man. All three co-hosts, man. They always come to the party, man. And I feel like, man, they always elevate the next episode just another notch, you know. Mm. Whether it's they're feeling down, whether tipsy, drunk. They just come in and do the show, man, you know, to the best of their ability. So I have to say all three. Zile, Titi, and Sopenduka.
Sharp.
Okay, if I had to choose one, I'd go for Zile.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good one, Tato.
You want the mango archer?
Yes.
Maybe they owe Zile.
Oh, we're taking archer on credit.
Yeah, but...
Ninuwa ikwapa on credit.
But I advertise for you, my guy.
Yes, dude, Lux.
Mine is Tahi.
Tahi!
Yeah. Ooh, wow. Tahi Lux.
But he was not nominated. He wasn't nominated.
Yeah,
but he's a co-host.
Yeah,
but he's a co-host.
We're talking about who's nominated.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, he's a producer. You have to deal with these people.
And you see things that everybody doesn't see.
Yeah. Literally, for me, Tahi is probably my most favorite host in the entire network.
Wow.
I love you guys.
Of course.
Dude, like, come on, man. You know, like, hey, man. You know, like, come on, man. If Jada goes to Whisper, say, hey, no, I slept with someone, but I still love it. Like, yeah, come on, we know. Man. You know? Like, yeah, I understand. Come on. I know, you know.
Yes,
we know. Yes.
I love how Tahi does the obsession he gets with, you know, the content of the show.
Wow.
He'll call you at the most odd hours of the night.
Really?
With an idea saying, Dudu, what do you think about this? Mm. Sometimes he'll call you talking about, you remember on the show we said this and this.
Mm-mm.
And then this one responded by saying this. What did you read? You know,
he's always talking about the show.
Yes, you know,
he's always in the show.
I really love that.
The show doesn't end when he walks out.
Yes, I really love that.
That's a good trait.
Yeah.
It's a broadcaster. The show never stops.
You always think about it.
You always reflect on it, and that's how you improve.
And it consumes your life, dog.
It does. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because everything then is content and everything. You're like, oh, how could you don't think about the show an hour before the show starts, you know, then like, hey, go to what happened last week Monday. What was that last week Monday? So he's always there. He's in that mode.
Ah.
Tibbles. I'll also go for Zile.
Because
The boy is awesome, man. Like when like they said, whenever the other girls are down, Zile makes sure that they are on their A game.
Nice.
You understand?
Nice, man.
He's always worried about
it sounds like all the girls are down. Like, what's up with the girls, man? Like,
I mean, sometimes they'll...
No. I don't know women. I don't understand. But it sounds like they can be down, both of them. But it sounds like he's never down. You know? So I'm like, what's up with the girls? Like, what's going on with women? Like...
Hey, son. Guys.
Oh. Why does the load shedding happen with Zile? You know, he's one of the ones turning the lights on. So, It's a fair question, though.
Oh, shit, Shane.
Is yes. it? Yeah, Shane.
He wasn't nominated, but I'd say Shanre.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Shanre, yeah. Shanre.
Shanre came through with the final.
Oh, Shanre.
What
yeah,
a ball of energy.
Yeah. Amazing. Yeah. Bro.
All right, before we move on to the favorite show, make sure you elevate your betting game with EasyBet, the only sports betting game and site giving you a massive 150% first deposit matchup of up to 1,500 rands, Penduka.
Got a fight.
That's not all. EasyBet brings you the best soccer odds plus hundreds of the hottest slots, crash and live dealer games. Oh. And here's the kicker. You'll get a 50 Rand sign-up bonus absolutely free.
Whoa.
No deposit is needed. But the real game changer is that EasyBet is the only site that gives you 15% cash back on your losing bets. Nowhere else will you find that. So don't miss out. Join EasyBet today and use the promo code MACG50 to claim your 50 Rand welcome bonus. That's MACG50. EasyBet Group Pty Ltd is licensed and regulated by the Eastern Cape Gambling Board. Gambling is for only persons over the age of 18 years old. Winners know when to stop.
Be responsible.
So we've been winning. Can we stop now?
Okay. No more nominations.
Nah,
no more winning.
That's different.
Yeah, I'm kidding. All right, here we go. Favorite show. The Chillers have nominated Piano Pulse, Spreading Humors, and then Podcast and Chill, obviously.
Wow.
Yeah, this one, let's not include us, guys, man.
Yeah,
it makes it unfair.
Okay, let's
do.
Ish, now we can't throw in another name because the results are in.
Yes, yes. But the winner is Podcast and Chill.
Yeah, we shouldn't include us, man.
But let's start with Fat Checker again. What was your favorite show this year?
All the shows. Even the even those that are not. Even those
Why are you skipping Speeway?
What happened?
You skipped Speeway.
Oh.
You're too short. Now I am unfishing the cool.
Your own hype man.
Unfishing the cool. Uskipera is. Uskipera is. You're too short.
Let's start. So on the network, we've got
PNC.
PNC, Onside.
Onside.
Piano Pulse, Spreading Humors.
Yes.
What's the other one? Oh, and then the two Monday shows.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mine would be. Piano Pulse.
Yeah. Piano Pulse, man.
Piano Pulse.
Justice. Yeah. Yo, Piano Pulse. Fuck,
I love Piano Pulse, man.
Yo.
I love Piano Pulse.
I was watching it the other day. I'm like, man, this show's fire, bro.
It's fun, bro. It's so much fun to listen to.
This show is fire. It's like friends just chilling, bro.
Yes. And anything can happen.
And they're very knowledgeable of the industry. You know, they speak about all these artists like... Yo, okay.
Look, the piano knowledge, to be honest, the piano knowledge is not the best, but the general industry is.
Yes.
The piano knowledge is not that, like, on point, you know, because sometimes things would happen where Momo has featured maybe a, Cornelo, yes, Netemba Cornelo, for example, and then no one knows, and then then a week happens where somebody talks about it's Netemba Cornelo, and they're like, she would make a great song with Kelvin Momo. Only turns out she got three songs of Kelvin Momo, for example. You see,
but so for me, the like piano me, knowledge is not, know,
but
have much
the chemistry,
knowledge.
Yeah,
because the show is not made by intellectually knowing piano.
Yes.
The show is made by the chemistry,
yeah.
The Sfiso's and Taki's vulnerability. Mm-hmm. You know what
not
I mean?
Not being on Spotify, that's massive.
Huh? Sure. not having Spotify.
Yeah, he's listening to adverts then. Sfiso's. You see, that's what makes a show. You know? They're talking shit about reason. Even if it's like random and uninformed.
Yeah.
But then if it causes reason to come in, you know. Reason now is so important. A lot of his gigs is making sure it's documented because Taki was like, we know what's going to happen in December. You know who? You know, and now Reason is like, posted this reel. I'm like, yeah, my nigga. You know? So that's what makes the show like really, really great.
Yeah.
So it's about me sitting at home being entertained. I'm very entertained.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to the next one. All right, here we go. Favorite person on the crew. Okay. Oof. We've got Dudu. We've got Ghost Lady, we've got Fat Checker, and we've got Simpiwe. Those are the nominees. These are the favorite people from the crew, from the Chillers. shots. Don't get mad. We didn't. I'm just saying.
Don't go mad, shots. Hold on, bro. Come on, man.
Hey, man. If your name is not here, hey, man, it's not us. Who are you going for, ghost lady?
I'm torn between Spew and Dudu.
All right.
Yeah.
I go with Dudu. Reason is, I've been seeing a lot of, like, you know, like when Ronald Malamula, for example, and then, like, Dumino Ramaphosa, even when the interviews disappoint, a lot of people have always been like, oh, shout out to Dudu. Oh, you gave us this person.
Yeah.
Oh, you secured this person. Oh, you secured this person. Oh, Dudu this, Dudu that, deserves a raise. And these are all the things they say.
Yes.
So I think for that, probably Dudu, because we've had some kick-ass guests without, like, celebrity interviews.
All right, cool. Here we go. Favorite person on the crew for 2025 in the Chillers Awards goes to none other than Simpiwe.
Doc, you got to blow.
Simpiwe says breathe.
Yes.
Doc,
yes.
He just has to breathe.
You got the dick sucked 2 years ago, bro. 3 years ago. You got the dick sucked 2 years ago, bro. Like...
Pelaspiwe is
still running from that energy.
He's like, Max hype man. Yeah. He's Max hype man. So people even appreciate him just laughing in the background. You know how he laughs at your audience.
Oh, yeah.
He
keeps you going, man.
Yeah, he keeps you going.
No, but we get it, dog. Yeah. Like, he's not chatting, yeah. We get it, right?
Yeah.
Oh shit, dope. No.
Speed. Okay, I'll go to. Oh shit, sorry, my mic's off. Okay, I'll start with Simpiwe and then we'll go around.
Yeah.
But for me, I just feel like, man, this person is like, without them, you can feel they're not there, bro. And this person carries so much baggage from, what is it called? The new kids called it trauma dumping, yeah?
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that thing.
Yeah. So this person, even like personally, like when the cameras are off, like this person's still there for everyone. And I'm not talking about just one person, but like the entire network.
Damn.
And you can feel their presence when they're not there.
Yeah.
And you can feel like, I can go on for days. But mine is Dudu, bro. Mm-hmm.
Dudu's not here. Yeah. Dudu and Neo. Neo is a thing when he's not here, man. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Is it me?
When that's Tima.
Is it me?
When that's Tima.
Yeah, when that's Tima. Hey, bro, when Neo's not here, I'm like, yeah, where's the crew? I'm sorry, guys. But when Neo's not here, I'm like, where's the crew, man? I think to me, it's because he sits, Neo always sits one place and it's there. So it's always facing me. So,
My name is Tibla.
Yeah.
When Tibla's not there, I can't see properly, bro.
Yeah. And then there are all the puns. There are all the puns that Neo gets that no one gets. The others will get it later, man. We must watch the show. But yeah, true, you're right. When Dudu's not here, it does feel empty.
Yeah. She's our mother, man.
Remember when you went for your son's concert? One of the examples was that, you know? It does feel empty. It's like, when your mom was not around, you know? Mm. Yeah.
Has she told you what happens behind the scenes?
You?
No.
Hey!
You? Hey, what's that name? Hey, hold on. What happens behind the scenes?
There's the network, and then there's the network.
Bro,
nah.
I need logins to the network. I need logins. I need to plug in. Now I gotta plug in to the network.
Who's for you, bro?
mine will be Tato.
Yeah.
You know, you can just feel.
Yeah,
I know. And even if when you are having a bad day or bad morning, as soon as you come here, it just makes you laugh. Then you just forget about whatever.
And it's important.
Yeah.
Most days. Just
fat check.
Drop weight off.
Well, Saul mentioned mine, but it's Nawa. Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Now,
oh.
Immediately when I enter studio and he's not around, it's like, where is he?
Where's the crew?
Yeah, where's the crew? Where's the crew? So definitely.
Good man.
And he disappeared for a while. It was very concerning.
Hey, man, yeah. I was like, yo, bro, why are you calling him? Like, what the fuck, bro? Where you at, man? You're killing me here, nigga. Shit, I can't survive recording these things. Where are you, dog? Like now. Even Ronald Lamola, he was missing.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I remember looking like, fuck. What's Neo, bro?
Sheesh.
Yeah. Because I know when Neo, like, if she went with Ronald.
Yeah.
And he's tutoring us.
Yeah.
And we can't tell.
Yeah.
You'll see him.
Yeah. Exactly.
He'll go. You'll know that. Condo off. Let me listen to this guy. Like, ha. That's tutor. Yeah, Neo, man.
So when Shaz is there, he's on the phone.
Ah! He was sleeping. He was there. He was sleeping, dog. He was sleeping. Bro, I'm looking to him for guidance. Oh, nigga. Ray, you know, I was looking for him. He's like... I'm like, where's Neo when you need him, bro?
No, I think mine is the same as Pew. It's Tato, man. Tato Neo. Just lights up the room every time.
Rockstar. Mine's a rockstar.
Tato! You know, you said, is Zile ever down? Is Tato ever? I've never seen him down.
Nah.
Because then we'd all be down.
Sure.
Yeah.
Now, with me, it has to be Tibla. Tibla.
Ayo, Tibla!
Tibla is my guy. Sometimes I'll say some stuff, you know. No one laughs, but Tibla will laugh.
Tibbles. Tibbles is the guy,
maybe I'll
bro.
Say something that is off. Tibla will call me outside. Boy, you don't have to say that.
Yeah, that sounds like him.
With me is Tibla.
Tibbles.
I'll go for Jason.
Oh,
Jason.
Jason.
He couldn't make it. He's in Zimbabwe for Christmas.
He's passing Beijing
Bridge. He's a big bridge. With a car surrounded by luggage on the back of a truck. You know how they smuggle cars into Mozambique and Zim.
Shots?
For me, it has to be Spiwe and Jason, actually. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Stressful people, man. Stressful.
Okay.
Maru is a stress-free jet, this guy.
Yeah, very true.
Yeah. Do you relax? Well, this one is going to be interesting.
No, my favorite person is Tato, actually.
Nah.
I enjoy being around Tato.
Okay.
I really do. I'm always laughing. At times, in fact, that's why I don't want to sit too close to him when we're doing the show.
Oh,
because of the small commentary.
Yes.
He's laughing. I love Tato.
So you sit next to then who?
Shots. Because he sleeps.
You sit next to them.
Because he sleeps.
So, hey, Devil's my nigga.
Mine has to be also Jason and Tato because, I feel like if me and Tato one day we were to like sit there and talk shit, I would be funny, dog.
Because
it's always fun being around Tato, even though we fight every time.
Okay.
It's normal, man.
It's normal. Shane, have you been here long enough, Shane, to answer this question?
I work here every day, man. Hey.
Shane!
I'm here almost every day.
Shane! So Shane! The sound is the other sound guy. He's like the second sound guy.
He's what Simpiwe was to Aya.
Pretty much. Yeah, he's the new. Yeah. He's the Simpiwe. Yeah. Not new now. He's been around for a while, for a year and a half. He's the guy. The other sound guy.
When Simpiwe used to be quiet.
Yes.
You know, there was Simpiwe who was very quiet.
He's the quiet Simpiwe in his quiet era.
Yeah. Obedient. Very
good. Respectful, man. Shane is the nicest person ever.
You can
ask him anything.
Mine would be Tibla because I see him every time I shoot and Simpiwe.
Shout out.
Yeah. You know where your bread is buttered. You're securing your job. You're securing your job.
Wow.
That's a sound decision. Fuck. He's securing his job.
Oh, shit, guys. We got 20 minutes and I gotta get through all of this.
Favorite person.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, yes.
It's Dudu.
Ah, Dudu.
Oh, whoa.
Dudu is like my unconfirmed best friend.
Yeah.
We like.
Was this before my first law or after?
Yeah.
I was like, that's my bitch.
You gotta explain in Puma Force, little man.
Yeah, can you give context for chillers who might not know?
Well, I was not there.
You were there.
Was I there?
Yeah. You were the one who even told the story.
Hey, so they're beefing, right? So now, dude is like, hey, this chick's called Young Pisces. So, and she's like trying to prove, we are forced, though, you know, like, don't fuck with me. I'm from Force, I'm dangerous. But, oh, that's not how you said it. Yeah, I don't know the story.
I think it was 2 years ago.
Somebody told me the story.
We played games. It was that games night kind of.
I was never there, bro.
You were there. You were between us. Yeah.
Okay, tell it.
You were pretending like you're on your phone, Kadus Lalel.
Okay, tell it.
It was when we were doing games. The games day.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, with Mashabela. Remember, he was hosting.
Oh.
Yes.
But you guys, you were sitting there as a coast lady. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No, I was with, I think we were in the same.
So team. Why did you do the same Puma Fosla?
If anything, I don't even think Dudu said that. You spiced it up to that. So we were just arguing about points. And then, yeah, with me and Dudu. So Dudu got pissed, but I was just like being stubborn.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was just that. And so, then Usol now made it like it became a fuck you match. Like, oh, Pume Foslo. He's also trying, this is fair. Yes. You spiced up. We were just having a small argument.
Yeah, 2 years
and
ago,
when
right?
You made it into something.
This was
else.
2 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whoa. Yes. Wait, so the words of Pume Foslo never came out of Dudu's mouth?
They never. It was you.
They did. They did. Thank you, Tabang. They did. I would never say that.
I just remember we had to come in and separate you guys.
I don't even think Force was the hottest hood like around. Like, why would I say? he did, right? Yeah, he's fam, your shy's fam. Did I say your shy's fam? Did I say your shit?
Sorry, man. Wait, let me ask Neo. Because apparently we don't have enough cards. We're on 45 minutes.
Okay. Get this Amber boss.
We have. Can we keep on going? Or do you want to stop?
Let's go.
Must we keep on going?
Yeah. Let's not get carried away.
Okay, cool. Okay. Let's not get carried away.
Sure,
Krut, man. What do we do without Neo?
Hey, bro.
Yeah. Here we go. It's time for the best pun by Sol Penduka.
Oh.
I mean, how great do you have to
speaking
be
of
have
puns,
your own category?
Yo, speaking of puns, come on. speaking of puns, dog. No, speaking of puns.
They haven't made it to the Wall of Fame.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Okay, so the
it's
first one. These
lonely
are
lonely at this pun world.
These are from the Chillers, right?
Okay.
Pun number one is celibate with Tabang shots. I don't remember that one.
Oh, he's not having sex, but he fucks the girls who celibate. Because he was celibate.
Yeah, I remember that. Okay, there's a Zuma pun with Tumelo Ramaphosa.
Oh, because he's always having Zoom meetings. But it's a Ramaphosa, so he's a Zuma. I remember that, yeah. But these are recent, though.
Yeah.
And that's the problem about this. People forget the old stuff.
Yeah, because there's so many, bro.
Oh, there's plenty.
But the winner is, it's not a in the nominee. I'm just mentioning the winner.
Yeah.
The winner is, they are, okay.
Let me read.
They are?
The winner is, for the best pun by Sol Penduka on Podcast and Chill 2025. There are no flowers in Black Coffee's house. Abuna mba.
I'm proud of that one. Yeah, I'm proud of that one. Every time they drop, there's always somebody like, this is the best one.
But
that's definitely one of the ones I'm like, yeah, that was actually
if
a piece
anything,
of work.
Every promo for me, there's always just a great part.
It's like breathing. It's like, how do you say, what was your best breath?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So it's difficult. Mm. But dope, man.
Okay, here we go. Best comedian. The nominees are
Ha.
Bongani Dube. Mpo Pops. Pele Pele. Yeah, only three contenders, three nominees. Who are we going for, Ghost Lady? Best comedian of the year.
Wait, guys, have you had him pop up as a guest?
Yes.
We've had him as a co-host. We've had never had him sit here with you and I. Ever. No.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, we've never had him as a guest.
I don't know which podcast these chillers are watching, but...
we've had him as a, like when I'm not in, and yeah, he stands in.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
But and which is a different.
He has stood in for Mac and Sol.
Yes.
Yes, and for him it's a different like thing. But when he's here, I think it would be a different thing altogether because now he's not worried about prep or where we're going, the show and its structure.
We got to answer though. Who are you going for?
Bele Bele, bro. Right. I mean, I know Pop Pops. He's fucking amazing. He knows I'm a huge, I'm biggest fan. But
are you?
Like I said, we've never had him as a guest. Mm. Bele Bele, man.
You go slow.
Bele Bele, man.
I say Bongani, just because he came back he's again. He's amazing. And he's just Bongani's so,
fucking.
Yo, he was a surprise. And yeah.
You can call him at 1 a.m. Yeah. And he'll be at a 4 a.m. The other guy, kill it.
Pop Pops, you know. Bele Bele. Yeah, he's a rock star, but it's okay. Man.
And the winner is Best Comedian. Best Guest Comedian of 2025 from Podcast and Chill. None other than Bele Bele.
Wow. Bele Bele. Wow. Bele Bele, bro. All the chants are amazing. Yeah. Bro, but Bele Bele. And obviously, I think also Bele Bele just has the advantage because he's hood, you know? Pop Pops also, people in the hood love him, you know? But Bele Bele, like literally, woke up in the hood, you know? And he's just so... And the Josie FM thing is, he's so relatable.
And he told me that.
Majority of the demographic.
He told me that because of our episode, he got some bums. Because ladies would come up to me and say, oh, don't you want a wife number 5?
Yo.
Baby mama number 5.
Yeah, Pele Pele loves bums. You know how a nigga, you know, loves bums. Hey, Pele Pele, have you seen this apartment?
Hmm?
Oh, most beautiful thing ever. Like, beautiful. It's amazing. It's incredible. Like, it's got like the lights there, like the neon light, and then it's got the marble thing and the marble counters, the island by the kitchen, beautiful kitchen, and it's got these nice things, couches. You see what, like, the seat ghost lady is chilling on? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's got that thing there by the dining around thingy, beautiful place, apartment. Mm. And then, like, he does these videos where he wakes up in the morning and prepares to go to do his show and whatnot. Like, oh, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, you can see Rosebank, Santon, you know, he's paying out 40K a month and stuff. And then he comes out, it's a room outside his granny's house. And you know, the niggas who invest so much in their places in the hood is for bums. Like. I don't want to lie. The niggas with the big screen in the hood, let's be real. The niggas with the big screen in the hood, it's like bums. But I told him when I saw him, I respect that because you want your space comfortable.
Yeah.
And for his reasons, it's obviously a place where he's not going to spend all the money on the rent and lose the place eventually or have to move out. It's still his place forever.
Yeah,
but it's beautiful. But generally, the niggas make the place very beautiful. It's for bums.
Ah.
It's for bums. And then it's even worse. Monge no mobile, but they get taken away. It's for bums.
Yeah.
But the niggas amazing. Who's that?
It's Tuzo. No,
why are you sneaking in, bro?
You got to sort something out.
We're all awake,
let me give
man.
You this bag, ne?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey,
take some of my drugs.
Yes.
They're not doing it in the Woolies bag anymore. Can Matlala expose the Woolies bag? What's in there, bro? What's in there?
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah, don't stress, man. Rocking, man. We're rocking.
Hey. Wait, I'm coming.
Hey. Ah! How am I going to continue? What's the nominations, Doc? Hey, Doc, what's the nominations? Pause. What's the nominations?
Yeah, let's go. Let me peek.
What the fuck?
Hey, yeah, 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 yeah. Hey. Nensa.
Merry Christmas.
What's happening there? I.
Merry Christmas.
They're begging. And it's gonna be out here.
Okay.
Hey,
what's man. Next? What's next?
Hey, Max, no insights.
Kulegad, relax, man. Relax. Nana tool.
I'm so understanding.
Okay, cool. What's next? What's next? So yeah, okay. That was Comedian of the Year. All right, let's go. Next one. All right, so the next one is Most Informative Episode of the Year. The nominees are Zimasa, Mbuso Khoza, Mbuyiseni Dlozi, and Mighty Jamie. Who are you going for, Ghost Lady?
What's the first one?
We've got Zimasa, Mbuso Khoza, Buiseni Dlozi, Mighty Jamie.
I was taking a piss. What's the nomination?
Most informative episode of the year.
Informative.
Yes.
Oh, great.
Informative.
And the winner is...
Who are you going for?
Zimasa with Alabuga or just Zimasa alone?
I think we had him more than twice this
year. Well, Zimasa's a friend of the show.
Yeah.
When you need brains, we broke. He's the first person
Zimasa.
To call.
I say Zimasa.
Zimasa. Yeah. You, Penduka?
I say Mbuso because... Zimasa's incredible at making complex things and simplifying them.
Yeah.
Who's the other nominee?
Mbuso Khoza, Buiseni Dlozi, and Mighty Jamie.
Yeah, Buiseni obviously had a lot of opinions because he's a politician. Mm-hmm. Who else?
Mighty Jamie.
Mighty Jamie, super informative, but it was about a moment, which was mostly the Makanga Commission. Hangwane Maumela, Timbisa Hospital.
Yeah.
I feel like, and I'm biased, obviously. I'll say Mbuso Khoza for me because of it was vast and it was about stories that he heard from his grandmother, great-grandmother, and it's not stuff about our history that you will find on Wikipedia, stuff he knows because his family was there and it's still... You know, in the heart of what's happening in the Zulu culture. So I really, 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 really enjoyed that, man.
All right, cool. Here we go. The winner for most informative episode of the year at the Chillers Awards 2025. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Mighty Jamie.
Jimmy.
It's still fresh, like you're saying.
Yes, a lot of times fresh. It's on top of the mind thing, but it was informative.
He was amazing.
Shout out to Mighty Jamie, man. Yeah. The dissector.
Yeah.
Welcome to the dissection.
Yeah, that episode.
Welcome to another episode of the dissection.
All right, here we go. Next category is most improved host.
Ooh.
We've got nominees Sima, Zilewizi, Sfiso, and Tahi. These are the most improved host. Who do you think is taking it, Ghost Lady? Most improved host.
I must choose between those ones.
Yes. Sima, Zilewizi, Sfiso, or Tahi. Penduka?
Sfiso.
Sfiso.
Sfiso is stuck by his guns. You could see what Sfiso is now. You could see what it could become from the first episode and... how he became just free. And he decided to say, as much as he's an artist manager, that obviously once you become an artist manager, you've got a network of people, right? And you can see he's at a point where it's like, fuck everyone, you know? Mm-hmm. Because I want to say what I want to say, tell my truth. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily to come here and say shit about people, but to tell things as how I see it. Mm-hmm. So for me, he's really grown into that so much. Tahi too, but he had a moment of doubting and a moment of
himself.
I gotta appeal to these guys so I can't say bad things about the Pretoria Premier League or whatever. What do they call them? Pretoria Champions League. You know what I mean? Super League. Yeah. You know what I mean? And even till today, you get a sense that can he though, you know, say, but he's real. He's very, Tahi's raw and authentic. Don't get me wrong. So, I'll say Sfiso because of how, and as well as Sfiso, when you look at the people he started with, was Monaka, Tahi, those people that experience of being in front of the camera on their own channel, on TikTok, doing things.
Oh, yeah.
He was real fresh into this. And because you picked them, right?
Yeah.
Max saw the rawness and the raw talent.
I picked all of them. That's my show, that one. It's my fighter. That
for real?
Yeah, it's my fighter. That one.
Did Monaka let you down?
Yeah, no, but it was Tahi. So I always believed in Tahi and Sfiso.
Yes.
And then Tahi was like, no, I think Monaka would be great
for me. Oh, then he brought along somebody was busting and hot.
Yeah, yeah. So I was like, all right, no, cool, clean.
Fair enough.
Right,
you see what I mean?
Goes like, I would like it goes like doo-doo. That's how it happened, eh?
Yeah, so you see what I mean? So I go with Sfiso for that, you know? And he came
which
from...
kind of? What do you mean kind of? It was really like the kind of.
Yeah, kind of.
Hey, let's go back to the kind of.
Kind of.
What do you mean kind of?
Hold on.
Kind of?
Let's go back to the kind of.
Go,
give me the mic there. Give me your mic there. What do you mean, kind of?
No, no, you're right with Sfiso and Tari.
Yes.
You spoke to me about them.
Yes.
You were like, what do you think? I was like, yes, I see it.
Yes.
I see a Tom and Jerry, whatever type situation.
100%. Yeah. Oh, yes. Dope.
And then with the female, I picked the female.
Oh, I skipped.
Even this one. Even man, it's me.
Oh. Even this one.
Even this one. It's me.
No, I skipped. Sorry. Sorry, dude.
Okay. So for me, it's Sfiso coming in like raw, not from a content creator point of view, not from a TikToker, YouTuber, anything, just like from the streets, literally like just road managing people, running a record label, and then being in front of the camera. He's really, like if you watch an episode of his now, you think he's been in front of the camera forever. So that's why I like, yeah, most improved, definitely.
I say Zile.
Zile.
Zile, yeah.
Improved. Zile is a professional.
It's more like just for his consistency and just sticking to... It's like even his weakness or his weak parts are becoming like you end up celebrating, you know, how he speaks, he sticks to his mind and you know what Zile is going to say, you know.
Can I tell you something funny? When we're recording the comedy wrap up, the comedians. So, August or whenever that Alibuga thing started.
Yeah, the Alibuga thing.
Yeah, Tabiso goes, this is when niggas realize they need to be entrepreneurs. This is when the Usher was born.
Yeah, well, this shit of followers, you can wake up tomorrow and it's gone. Followers, hey, man.
Yo.
Oh, that was funny.
That is the truth. No, oh, that's what birthed the Usher.
Mm.
Oh, whoa. Oh, that's what birthed the Usher. The Russians birthed the Usher.
It's all spikos. But for the sake of the podcast, it was because
the Russians.
No, Tipla says it was before. Before Alibuga.
Oh, it was, okay. Oh, was it before?
Okay, perfect timing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, perfect timing, though.
Anyway, so answer for the most improved host of the Chillers Awards 2025, voted for by the Chillers, goes to none other than Tahi.
Wow. Oh, shout out, man.
Okay, last but not least. Okay, I got two more actually. Yeah, okay. Two more. This is the second last one. Favorite brand collaboration.
Oh.
This is what Chillers voted for. They voted for Capitec, Hollywood Bets, and Striped Horse.
Anyone
want to take guess to step in?
Striped Horse, get us, bro.
And
everybody else is amazing, though. I mean,
and you're correct, yeah, ladies and gentlemen. Striped Horse wins favorite brand collaboration of the year. But shout out to everybody else. Yeah. Just with us, man. Like, we don't take it for granted,
everybody,
you know. That's why we keep the lights on, you know.
Yeah.
Without those guys, we might as well just do this from home. And I'll send you the video via WhatsApp.
Yeah, bro.
We can AI this shit.
Bro, yeah. It's on to everybody else. If it wasn't for Capitec, we'd be on a queue somewhere.
Okay, and last but not least, this was very hard to do. And I want Fat Check to explain how complex it was. Because we understand the sensitivity of it.
Yeah.
Because it's favorite chill of the year, right?
Mm.
Woo!
But we were not choosing. So okay, just explain how we went, the mechanics
behind.
We didn't choose, guys. Very important. But we understand because every chill is important.
Yeah.
All chillers are, bro.
You understand.
And chillers are different.
Yeah, 100%.
Chillers, oh man.
Yes. So, Fat Checker.
So we had requested that the Chillers send us a screenshot of their Wrapped. So there's one for YouTube, one for Spotify, and one for Apple Music.
Oh.
But the main ones were from YouTube and Spotify.
Okay.
And through it, we had to check basically the amount of videos that they've watched or the amount of minutes that they have spent watching the show.
Your voice sounds amazing. Like, it's kidding me now, man. I'm like, whoa. Hey, you sound amazing, man. Yeah, all right, shout out to you. Yo. Hi. Yeah.
Best voice in the network.
Yo. Yeah.
Hey.
I stand. That's chart. No one stands a chance. Yeah, you sound amazing.
Yes, speak.
So should I announce the winner?
Wait, so don't you think we should get a Spotify one? Because if I'm on Spotify and I've been listening on the audio, I'm going to feel shortchanged.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
Because not everybody is on YouTube, right?
But she said Spotify and YouTube.
No, yeah, she said there's two different screenshots.
There's two different screenshots that people send. There are some people who watch the podcast on YouTube, and then there are some people who listen to the podcast.
Okay, but in choosing the winner, is it about the numbers of the listening?
Yeah, so the minutes. Yeah.
Okay, the minutes, yes.
The minutes. So what YouTube and Spotify does is that it sums it up as to exactly how frequent were you listening or watching the show. So I basically chose the number that's the highest, the person who spent the longest hours.
Which is fair enough.
That's fair enough. That's a correct metric.
But she only did that for YouTube.
I did that for all of them.
Oh,
so if I've listened to the podcast for 100 million hours a year, which is impossible, but like I'm just saying an example, on Spotify, and then the other person on 100 million and two streams on YouTube, you just chose the most minutes, regardless of the platform.
Okay. All right, cool.
And also, this is the people who entered. So there may be somebody out there who didn't enter. Please enter next time we do something like this.
Because my friend, Mnetisi, you know Mnetisi.
I know Mnetisi, man, the banker.
Yeah, he's a big chiller. So he sent me his wrapped, right?
Oh, yeah?
Where's Mnetisi? So look at that. Boom, 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 boom. Yeah. He's top 0.7% of viewers. You watched over 160 of the videos this year. That's dedication. Wow. So is that good?
Whoa, Mnetisi, shut up.
So this is YouTube. If you can see it, we'll put it up.
Yeah, I see it. Whoa, bro. So he's almost a percentage of the viewers.
Yes.
Because he's a 0.7% of the viewers.
Yes.
Whoa.
Wow.
Him alone is almost 1%.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's almost 1 in 2 million.
Yeah.
And he didn't win. Really.
He didn't win.
Shit. Hey, he needs help. Notice, he needs help. Stop not trying to be watching. Notice.
He needs help. All right, cool. Let me do the drum roll for you.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time ever, we're about to introduce the Chiller of the Year at the Chillers Awards, voted for by the Chiller.
Yeah.
And the winner is...
Mr. Felix Ace, Flex Ace, he watched 10,946 minutes.
Hold on. Fact checker, convert that into days.
Yo.
Or months.
Yeah.
Or minutes.
Or hours. Let's do it hours or days. Yeah.
No, not hours.
Yeah,
days,
actually. I think days.
So we'll know in a year how much this nigga sat down to just listen.
Oh, my days. His name is... what's his name? Mr.
Find out. Is that minutes?
Yeah.
So minutes. Say 60 minutes times by 24. And then the number you get divided by the number is watched. Then you're going to get the days you watched.
Yeah. Mm. That's a sword.
No. It's basic maths.
Sure.
60 minutes times by 24. That's the number, total number of minutes in a day. Divided. And then divide... I almost said Mnetisi's numbers. Felix's numbers. Flex's numbers. By the answer. Then you'll get days.
Oh, that's a lot. That's a lot.
You may be 2 days. Yeah, you'll be surprised. It'll be 2 days. Seven days. So a nigga sacked for a week. Neglected his children. The bills. Everything. I just watched this thing for 7 days.
Wow.
It's 7 days, 14 hours, and 26 minutes.
Beautiful.
So somebody watched the podcast for straight 7 days.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Yeah, bro. For seven, definitely but not
let's
weak.
Let's do how much content that we put out there.
Oof.
So I get it's two shows.
right? A week.
Ooh. Which is everything like on 3 hours.
102 shows a year?
Yeah.
So let's just do 1 hour. Let's just keep it simple. 1 hour.
1 hour.
So how many minutes is that?
60 per week. So that's 120 hours per week.
Per week.
And times by 50 whatever weeks that we have in a year.
Now remember, we have two shows. We have Monday and Thursday.
So it's that's where 120 comes from.
Is it 120?
Yeah, if you want to average the show in an hour. I think it's averages on 1:30 though.
Okay. Let's
which is 90 minutes.
Can you do it there?
So 90 minutes plus, so 180 minutes.
So take
180 minutes a week.
So take 180
minutes a week.
Yeah. That's 360, isn't it?
No, that's 180 plus 180.
Oh, okay.
A show is 90. Remember,
okay,
90 minutes. Okay. 180. That's a week of Monday and Thursday, yeah.
Times by how many weeks? 52.
How many weeks in a year?
52.
52.
Yes.
Yeah, 180 minutes times by 52. 52. Then we get the total number of minutes of our output.
Of our output.
Yeah.
Because we might have been dishing out content for 2 weeks, but he only watched 7 days.
Yeah. Isn't it not inclusive of the other shows as well in the network?
No. She's right. Because Flex's consumption is of the podcast and Chill with McG network. Not
us.
Unless he says, I don't watch any other shows.
Except for you guys.
I don't think he watches any other shows, bro.
Okay.
Yeah. Flex.
Karu flexible. We'd never know.
Yes. To answer your question, yeah, there is a possibility because on his Wrapped, number 3 was Spreading Humors.
Okay.
So there's a possibility that he
was. Wait, no. There's not. Who was number 1?
Podcast and Chill.
That means then the algorithm has separated the shows.
Oh, yes. Because
if it was the network, it would just be the network. So let's get the Spreading
days.
Humors.
Let's get the days.
So that's for our show.
Mm. Yes. Yes.
That's the number of minutes we've outputted.
That is
9,360.
Divided by, hey?
But he got 10,000.
So, and that's what?
9,360. Unless there's other shows.
He's watched all the shows from start to end, plus some from that we are yet to bring out. Like, where's the remainder going? Where's the remainder? Wait, hold on. The whole year we've only brought out 7 days worth of stuff. But it's also like continuous. That's a lot.
Yeah. No, let's do it by minutes, you'll understand. Because his minutes, he's watched 10,000. Mm. And we've outputted 9,000.
Mm. Oh, that makes sense though. But I think the remainder...
Oh, then
the remainder
shows like Meredith First Sight, which was like 4 hours.
Mm. Yes, the remainder goes to the... A long time.
So
we shortchanged ourselves in the average.
Yes.
So our average may be at 1 hour 50 minutes.
You.
Our average. So
he's watched every single show.
He's watched every single
single minute.
Oh my goodness!
Fuck. Wow!
Yeah! We can safely assume that.
Yeah.
Scientifically, we can estimate that.
Poor Carson Chi, we are here. Boom. You seen it?
Every moment, every
wow,
every piss I had went to go take,
yo.
I went to go take, and I was not there.
Wow!
And everything, wow. Every breath, every step, every whoa, bro. So
every
he starts the show
made.
And ends it.
Mm.
He starts it, and then
there's still ads on top of that.
And there's ads.
Mm.
Okay, it could be on premium. Could be on YouTube
Premium.
Yeah,
it sounds like he's on Premium.
Yeah, because it's bad watching
all the
ads.
No, we gotta get this guy. Can you hit him up, bro?
Whenever I visit people
fuck
and we gotta see ads. Hey. It's bad. You look around in disgust. Hey, like they'll call me names.
Wow.
But what is this?
Wow.
Take a lot. Fuck it out. Gotta go take a pee. So yeah, he's watched.
Wow.
I don't think. I think it's on YouTube Premium and probably a member.
Damn.
Super member.
Yeah.
Well, there's people who watch, and he may not be alone because this is people who entered.
Yeah.
Who watch every single show. Moment.
That's insane, bro.
So you sat through the Tumelo Ramaphosa show every minute.
Rob Hessels.
Hey, my man, they must test torture methods on him. On how to torture someone.
Yes.
To survive every moment of it. Because he watched the Rob. All the episodes people deem bad, he sat through them from start to end.
Wild.
Unless he goes for the sake of the podcast, let me go make some food. And he just leaves a play when he finds it not interesting.
Exactly.
For the sake of. But that's still like crazy dedication.
Yeah.
Whoa, man. Thank you.
Shout out
to you.
Dude, can you get him? Can you bring him on? Maybe on Saturday when we record.
Yeah.
Please, oh, man.
Nice. Is he based to this side, Joburg?
We hope so.
He must come through, man. This is dope. Whoa, bro.
Nice.
Anyway, that's it, man. That's it, guys. Whoa. Those are the awards, man. First ever Chillers Awards, man.
Shout out, man.
Thank you, Chillers.
Those are beautiful. Yeah, those are beautiful.
Yeah.
So whoever didn't win.
I guess we'll never know.
Internally or externally?
Internally or externally?
Hey, Shane, you got to peep it up next year.
Yeah.
Hey, Shane. Projects are done, my baby. We need something else.
Yeah, projects are done, Vanna. Come with Enal or something. Come with Enal or something, boy. The blowjob, is taken.
Blowjob errors,
man. Blowjobs are gone.
But anyway, as we wrap it up, I hope everybody's enjoying the Merry Christmas to all the chillers out there.
Yeah, guys.
And I think it's so profound what you mentioned, that there could be other chillers out there who've done far more, but we didn't even know because they didn't
enter. Yeah, these were people who saw that particular post on social media or who are on social media that day or who have social media.
Yeah.
We know there's chillers who don't even have social media.
Yeah.
There's guys who only connect with the world through just this thing.
100%. You know what I mean?
The guys who are in Antarctica, in America, everywhere, who we don't know how people consume, but there's definitely people out there.
What do you want to say, Ghost Lady, to our board members, the guys that pay our rents and stuff?
Always appreciated. You know, we value them so much. They, we do this for them at the end of the day. You know, it's not like we sit and record and then no one watches. It's literally for the demand that's out there of people who say, yo, I need my Monday, Thursday pill, you know. So, yeah, we do this for them and they are highly appreciated, man. I love them.
I think it's December. We can get away with it. When you dropped that guy on Monday.
Who?
Yeesh.
What's his name?
Lamula.
December, people are drunk. We can get away with it.
It's too early in December, I'm fine.
But that was like
25. It's too early. Now they're still in the office. You know, they're driving them there. They're still in the office. They want to relieve their stress.
Yo, the Monday thing is a real thing, bro.
Yeah, so I told you, remember?
I know we knew, but I didn't think like...
I was like, they're going to say, why am I seeing this darkness in the face of next year? Why am I seeing this why am I seeing someone in between them on Monday? They don't want anyone in between us on Monday, dog. They just want us. They don't want anyone in between us, bro. They want Thursday, Monday. It's like, yo, bro, you know? Yeah.
Benduka, what are you going to say to the chillers?
To our board members, I'm just glad that you're still not the board members, and we're keeping you entertained. Mm. They're not bored.
Mm-mm. 100%. Yeah.
Shout out, man. Appreciate it. I think Fiona, you should keep your father in the studio household. Oh, mama, but I. Ross Moore. Drop this fucking thing. For Christmas. Hey, yo, man. You guys are the reason we do this thing. Shout out. You guys have blessed us so much. Changed our lives. You've done way more than you think, you know, and we appreciate you a lot. Not everyone out there watching has got Wi-Fi. Some people, you know, we've got chillers from different walks of life, man. We've got guys who are living in New York or driving in Teslas. We've got guys who are crying about data. We've got guys who are walking to the library, connecting to whatever free data they can get just to consume us. And
there's
we appreciate
that. Unemployed chiller who's always on the comments.
We appreciate just that. Yeah, and then there's like chillers who create employment. And, you know, we appreciate each and every one of you because at the end of the day, it's the beauty of the numbers, you know. They don't tell the story of the individual, but what they do in unison and in their totality is amazing, you know. And we every day we walk out of here questioning ourselves, did we do right by them? And sometimes they may throw things at us and some may understand, some may not, some may feel like, but it's our biggest concern. It's our biggest worry.
100%.
Are we serving them? We question ourselves and ask ourselves. And that's what makes us come back next week and try again and give it our all. You know, because we're never comfortable with them. We're always trying to impress you. Even the things that don't impress you, we were trying to impress you with them. You know what I mean?
Or you can say them. You can say them. Coming up, you can say it.
Oh, no, no. Coming up or me coming up with a pun and maybe it doesn't land. You know what I mean?
Puns always land.
Well, sometimes they don't. Or sometimes it's not even that. It's you say stuff. You're always trying to, okay, let me play devil's advocate. Let me take you there. Let me ask this question to the guest. And sometimes people say, Saul, why you ask? No, but I'm asking the question because there's somebody else asking the question out there. And as a broadcaster, I'm not trying to ask questions for myself, but for people as well that I'm assuming may be wanting to know this question. And I'll put myself in the line of fire and they'll think, hey, we are a new Saul. And we do all these things. And basically what I'm trying to say, every time we come, sit down here, we respect you guys and we try to give you guys the best that we can. And respect the relationship we have with you. And we want so long may it last. And the only way to make it last is by always looking at yourself and asking yourself, are we doing right by them? You know? Yeah, because sometimes it's a different world now. You know, there's all sorts of other podcasts out there and a lot. And they're good and they're great. It's not like, we're the first ones to get this milestone. Therefore, we're the only ones who can be complacent and just deliver whatever. So we take you guys really serious. And we really love you big time. It's love,
beautiful,
man.
Beautiful.
Like, it's all love.
And most of all, thanks to God, man, for still allowing us to broadcast,
bro.
You know, for still allowing us to say what we're saying now. Because you know they've been trying, my nigga.
Hey, man.
But God doesn't.
Hey, man.
So I guess he's still entertained. He's probably watched more than...
Yeah, he's the biggest board member. The biggest... Not so bored, member. Like, shout out. Remember you.
But most of all, from my side, man, I just want to send a shout out to the crew, man. We always do. And I feel like it's important because you guys don't know the hours. I mean, you put 10,000 hours watching. These guys put in probably double.
Bro.
To make the shit, you know, come to life. So
superstars,
I want to single out everybody. But yeah, man, the crew's been amazing this year.
Yeah, bro.
Please make sure to give yourselves a round of applause. Even you, Shane. You just arrived. You just arrived.
Oh, it's kingdom fun. That's all out.
So yeah, man, I love you guys, man. And next year, I can't wait. Next year's exciting. I haven't been excited like this in so long, bro.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Podcast and chill. We out here, man. Round of applause to everybody, guys.
Happy Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Oh, Christmas.